Welcome to another episode of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, let me fix my headphones and you can tell the contact info.
All right. Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
Okay, all fixed.
Are you all fixed?
Okay. I'm all good.
Are you okay over
yes,
there, girl?
Yes. I was like, I can't hear anything. Oh, yeah. I should turn the headphones up.
Oh, and well, now you can hear my beautiful voice. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're recording out of the studio the men's room does their normal show out of.
Yes.
And this is like what we call our podcast studio. And they keep the audio levels very high. And so just to adjust them back to normal human hearing is difficult.
Oh, yes. Oh. But you figured it out.
Yes.
I'm proud of you.
Well, I appreciate you. You're not going to like me right now, though.
Why?
BuzzFeed came out with this, a whole bunch of stuff. They pulled or looked at a bunch of stuff people were saying on Twitter, specifically Gen Z's, and they called us out for things millennials say and that things that we should stop saying.
Oh, okay. So this is going to be like my entire vocabulary.
Like BJ when he says on fleek.
I still say that too.
I blame you. I blame you for getting him on that one. Although I'm really liking the term right now that the young people are saying, like when they're like referring to an outfit or whatever, I'm liking this moment. You're having a, like, I like this moment or something like that. And I'm, like,
you like that
for
one?
I like it. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I don't know if I could use it because I feel like I'd F it up like I just did, but.
Yeah, I like this moment you're having.
It's like,
is that what it is?
We're having like a sexy moment or something like that. Like,
do you know what one I think is so funny that like to me it sounds condescending, but I kind of like it and want to use that. But I love that for you.
Oh, it is.
It's like, oh, wow, I just got this new sweater. And if, like, I don't really like it, rather than being like, oh, I really like that, I'll be like, I love that for you. Like, I love, you know? Like, it sounds so bitchy, but I feel like sometimes it actually is like, oh, I love that for you. Oh, you got new glasses? Oh, I love that for you. You know?
It's all, I guess, in the tone. Like,
I always think, I love that for you. Like, I hate it, but I love that for you.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people say that now.
Or I'm excited for you, I feel like, is the nice, like, middle ground. Like, if you genuinely are excited for somebody.
Right.
But, like, I love that for you immediately. Like, oh, it's like the upside down smiley face. Somebody
yes.
sent me that, and I'm like,
what does that mean?
I looked it up, and, like, I had a screenshot and sent it to my best friend, Ashton. I'm like, I think she's mad at me. It's like, I don't know. What does the upside down smiley face mean? Let me look it up.
Let me Google it.
I Google it and send it to her. I'm like, I think she's mad at me. Or
but what like,
it's passive aggressiveness.
What do millennials think it means versus Gen Z?
Well, she's also, the gal who sent it to me is a millennial and she's older
but
than
she
me.
Might be trying to be cool, you know?
I totally think it for everyone, it kind of seems very passive aggressive.
Oh, like,
it's
I'm happy for you.
Basically, that yeah. kind of the same vibe where it's like, yay.
I'm gonna smile but upside down, so I'm frowning really.
But we also got emojis that are not cool anymore.
No,
and I hate it. This one I kind of agree with though, and like I hate it sometimes when I send it I feel like I'm being condescending or mean
oh.
or short, and it's the thumbs up.
Oh, okay, like that's all you say.
Yeah, like, and sometimes you just want to send something that shows that I got your message, like, especially if it's like a quick message, like with your dad, for example.
Right.
Talking to BJ, he's like, oh, can you post this on social media? And I sent him a thumbs up, like, I read it, I got it, like, I'm on it.
Yes, but he's old, so he doesn't care.
Yeah,
but
he
nowadays,
doesn't care.
It does seem very dismissive.
It's like, so if somebody, I'm like, okay, Sarah, well, I'm running a few minutes behind, but I'll see you soon. And you send me the thumbs up, I'm like, oh, she mad.
She mad.
She mad. Mad.
It's yeah. like when somebody uses punctuation, they put a period at the end of their sentence, like, oh.
They mad.
It's also the same, I feel like, too, when you get a text and you can, like, either heart it or thumbs up it or thumbs down it or whatever. I almost always heart everything,
same.
Even if I don't love what you're saying. Like, I
right.
got it, though. But I don't want it to feel like that. Same
right.
thing. Like, it's dismissive. Like, cool story, bro. Thumbs up.
I love that on Facebook, though. You can, depending on the conversation you're having, whether it's with one person or a group of people, you can change the emoji.
Oh, yeah. I love that, too. Yeah.
So that way you have your own custom emoji.
Yeah, you can do like a party symbol or like, a rock sign.
Well, like I have one we did. So me and a friend of mine, we have the B emoji.
Oh, okay.
Because like when we say baby, we say BB. But also my name in Spanish, if we pronounce Vicky, it's Biki. So sometimes you'll send me the emojis where it's a B and a key.
Oh,
that's
so
we
cute.
Do the B emoji and that's like our... Ah, I love it. Saw it, you know.
Yeah, you have your own little lingo.
It's our thumbs up without it being condescending.
Yeah.
Or passive aggressive. But there is another emoji that I know that they hate on, and I'm like, I love it because it's the best way. And it's the one where it's like laughing with the eye, the tears.
Yes, I knew this was coming. I've heard it's
I'm like, can I do this?
It's old now.
Yeah, old people use it. I'm like, if I use that one but without the tears, like where the face is making the same face, is that still old?
I think so. Same with the tongue out one, because I go between those three and then the one with the laughing crying but it's tilted sideways.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
So I actually, funny enough, we can probably talk about this a little bit more later, but I'm going to a quinceañera, like another kid in my life who calls me Auntie Vicky.
Woo! Quinceañera party time.
But because of certain things, they're not doing like a full on one. So we're just literally all going to dress up in like fancy dresses.
Okay.
And we're going to go out to eat and then we're going to go do other stuff. And we're
How
just
many
gonna
are there of you?
I want to say like not a lot. Like,
oh,
not,
okay.
not like a huge party. At most. Let's see, it's three adults. I want to say like less than 10.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was thinking it's going to be a lot of people.
No.
And I was like, that's going to be expensive regardless.
No, like 8 to 10 people.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to be hanging out with teenagers. And actually, she's one of the, I give her my hand-me-downs. And she loves them because we apparently have similar, she's a little edgy right now.
Hardcore.
But she's much taller than I am. Which works because I wear baggy
Short
clothes.
Short pants.
No, my pants don't work unless they're sweatpants. But I've gone to her. I'm like, is this not cool anymore?
Good. Yeah, you need someone in your life like that.
So if you have any questions, I'll write them down and I can answer them next week. So when we're having dinner, I'll be like, okay, kids, is this
Help
not
me.
Cool?
Well, I heard besides the laughing, crying emoji face now, it's just like the skull, like you're dead.
Yeah,
you were
like
laughing
so hard. Yeah.
So ask her if that's still the appropriate one for laughing.
Or is there another one?
Or what if you're like laughing so hard? Like, oh, that's, you know, like what do you use? Because I feel like sometimes I use the dead emoji, but then sometimes I'm like, this doesn't seem very appropriate to use this emoji.
Right. I usually do the dead one when like, oh my God, Sarah, I just ran to the store and I did this and this like dead. Like, I'm literally just exhausted.
Right.
That's what I
and
see
not
it
funny
as.
At all.
Yeah,
but they use it as like, I'm laughing so hard I'm dead.
Yeah. Okay. Ask them about writing notes down.
Yes. What do you use when you're laughing so hard? What emojis do you use now?
Things
dead
to
one?
Ask
no.
the youngsters.
Yeah, because there's so many. And what do they use now like the laughing emojis for? Because there's so many of them.
I don't think they use them.
Well, you have to ask. Please and thank you. These are important questions because we have to stay hip. Our 30-something-year-old selves have to stay in the know.
The one thing I saw on TikTok a while ago, and it's really upsetted me.
Oh.
I'm very upset to this day, and it's been a minute. It's been like a year since I saw this because I even asked her, and she said, yo, no, that's right. All these Gen Zers are trying to take our millennial, like, 90s and early 2000s style right now. So the low-cut jeans, you know, crop tops.
Flare-out pants.
Flare-out pants, the butterfly clips, the really ugly makeup that we wore. But I remember when I was in high school, I would cut my thumb holes into my hoodies because, one, I was very edgy. But now there's a lot of product, especially sportswear, that already has the thumb holes included, which I think is awesome.
I don't understand it at all. I have a cardigan that's like that, too. And I mean, sometimes I put my thumbs through it, but I'm like, why is this necessary?
Oh, I love it. I love the way it feels. It doesn't like roll up, especially if I'm doing something or whatever.
Is that what it's for?
I don't know. I just think it's comfortable.
Like why do we need a separate hole for our thumb?
I always like when
it's never made sense.
When I was in high school, I liked it because it looked like I was wearing like the fingerless gloves, the goth fingerless gloves, because I had those, too.
So hardcore. Yeah,
I was so hardcore. But I always thought it was comfortable and I loved it. I thought I looked so cool. And apparently that is not cool anymore.
Yeah. Oh, it's a big no-no.
And I'm just like.
And I heard it still is. You know how sometimes they used to think something was no and now it's kind of slowly come. No, I heard that's still.
Nope.
Absolutely not.
But I'll confirm again with the youngsters.
Yes. Which I'm like, I'm okay with because it's so unnecessary.
I mean, for you.
I mean, it is unnecessary. There's no real reason for it.
It keeps my sleeves from, like, falling when I'm raising my arms up. I do that all the time, apparently.
Raising
the roof.
Just doing YMCA all the time.
Okay, so here are some of the tweets that the young people said.
Okay, not for millennials to say anymore.
Yeah, so the term, your journey. Some millennials love referring to overcoming a personal problem as their journey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we do that, actually.
Yeah. I feel like
I don't really like it either, so I'm okay with this.
I mean, like, I get it. Like, I get where there's sometimes where you're just trying to be, like, nice or trying to be
right.
Like, you know, you're going through your own journey.
This is,
like,
your journey. Or everyone's on a different path, man. Like
it's just the very stereotypical, like,
you'll find your way.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what else to say, okay?
Yeah, but I'm fine with that. We can.
Okay, and they even have, like, a little, like, poll going on. It's like, should millennials stop saying that? Yes or no?
Oh, it's got to be, like, 83% yes.
Well, like, what do we say?
Oh, I say yes, too.
Okay, I'll click it, and it says 58% say yes, please stop.
Oh, okay, closer than I thought.
The phrase millennials love saying, I deserve a little treat while buying basic necessities.
Literally so accurate.
I feel like older people say, like, boomers too. It's like, I need a treat.
They probably just say that because they hear us saying it.
I feel like, who doesn't go to the grocery store and be like, I'm adulting, I'm doing something, I need to get a treat.
Yeah, it's literally like the memes, like, you send one email and then everyone, you're like, I deserve a coffee.
Nap, a drink.
Yeah. You're like, you do one minimal task and you're like, right. I deserve something amazing because I did this.
I don't think I say I deserve a little treat because I feel like that sounds silly. But I do say it's like, I'm going to treat myself.
Treat yourself. Yeah. Right? So it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. Although.
But I like that because I feel like it's an excuse to get a little treat.
Everyone deserves an excuse to get a little treat.
Yeah, why don't Gen Zers like that? What the hell?
I know. What are we supposed to say instead?
Right? Like, even like, I deserve this, or I did such a good job folding my laundry today.
I don't think I ever say I deserve a little treat. I just say, I'm going to get myself a treat.
Oh, I sometimes say I deserve this, even if I don't at all. Sometimes I'm like, it's Friday. I deserve this because it's a Friday. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
everyone deserves it. Although, what was it? Oh, there's this comedian and he's got a weird name. And he does this little thing where, because he's gained weight, and he was talking to his nephew and he's like, you see that? He likes to mess with him because he's younger. There's a baby inside there. He's like, no, there's not. He's like, oh yeah, what's in there? It's full of treats. It's a little kid replied that his big belly was full of treats. And I love that. So whenever I'm feeling like,
that's cute,
you know, a little bloated, little, you know, chubby, I'm like, I'm just full of treats. That's why I'm a snack.
Yeah. I need to be full of celery and broccoli, but right now I'm full of treats, damn it.
All right. So should millennials stop saying deserve a little treat after doing the most mundane things?
I say no.
I'll say what I want. 55% say no. I'll say what I want.
That's freaking right.
All right. This one I'm not agreeing with.
Oh, okay.
I'm already just going to say no. There's no. Why do millennials love saying I was today years old?
Yeah, I hate that. I say we should get rid of it too.
I think it's like, okay. Like,
you say that a lot.
Because one, it's sometimes I just throw it out there when someone brings new information out. I'm like, I don't know how to reply. So this is my good go-to.
I did see, like, when someone first said that, I was like, oh, that is funny. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like, okay.
It's like it's a different way of saying, like, how did I spend my entire life not knowing this information? Like, I should have known this forever ago, but I learned it today.
Yeah.
In a shorter sentence. But no.
So, you just say, oh, I just learned that today, too. Yeah. It's like the same.
I was 30 years old.
Okay, you can say, no, you don't want to get rid of it.
No, I still say that. The real results say 64% say, yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah. Told ya.
Yeah, 36% say, no, I will say that.
Okay, you can be with that 36%.
This one I'm neutral to. I don't think I feel like if I said it again, it's one of those, like, I'm just kind of grabbing a word for this occasion. It's not that I'm, like, genuinely saying it because it's like, oh, my God. Or maybe I just hype it out in a message, like referring to, like, a kitty or a dog or a baby. But it's millennials love saying cuteness overload.
No, I hate that. We can get rid of that.
I'm very, like, neutral
to it. And I am so, like, that's so cute. That's so adorable. But I never say cuteness overload, ever. I hate that for us millennials.
I don't think I don't remember the last time I said it. I feel like if I did, it's because I was reaching for something to say.
Or you would type it, I feel like. That's, it's kind of a more typing thing.
That's like, cuteness overload. Okay. I replied.
No, please never type or say that. I can't even imagine you doing that.
Yeah, like, that's why I'm like, I feel like I probably have, but yeah. That's why I'm neutral to it. I don't
We care. Can get rid of it. Let's get rid of it.
All right. Oh, crap, wrong one. Anyways, but yes, enough. 64% agree.
Woo! I'm killing it so far.
Mm-hmm. Millennials always say, I'm a 90s kid. You're not a kid anymore, Brian. You're 30 years old. It's time you schedule your own doctor's appointments.
What?
Okay, those are two different things.
But, like, technically, we were kids in the 90s.
Yeah, that's where it's like, oh, I'm a 90s kid. And, like, the thing that I find interesting about us 90s kids is the fact that I think we were, like, the last generation to grow up without a lot of technology. Like,
yeah.
We still had enough. And, like, I learned about, like, computers and Googling when Google, like, first kind of became a thing in, like, sixth or seventh grade.
Right.
Like, yeah. So it's like, but you have kids that know how to use apps or, tablets and apps at, like, 2 years old or 1 year old.
It's very impressive.
So we were kind of the last one. Like, we did go play outside. We rode our bikes. But we also know how to...
Maybe some of the early 2000s, mm-hmm. too. Because mm-hmm. I don't think the iPhone came out till like, 2007.
And, yeah, till the end, like, when I graduated
right.
high school.
So maybe some of them, too, like, mm-hmm. remember not being one or two playing on a tablet.
Right. So, like, I think that's a separate thing. But, like, the whole idea of, like, all these adults that, like, hate having to schedule their own doctor's appointments or make phone calls. I'm like, I don't have a problem with that. Like, some people
yeah.
get a lot of anxiety doing it. And it's like, why can't my mom make my doctor's appointments? I'm like, you can do it on the app.
Nowadays, you can do it online, right?
Yeah, do it on the app. Like,
I guess
make a call. Like, I don't care.
If, like, older people did keep saying, like, I was an 80s baby and I would be like, shut up. No one cares. So maybe, like, Gen Zers are annoyed that millennials refer to themselves mm-hmm. as 90s baby. And, like, no one cares.
I think a lot of people say it as, like, a one-up.
Yeah, like, oh, I was in the 90s.
Like,
I
don't understand.
Right.
I feel like
no one cares. Like, I was born in the 2000s, like, whoop-dee-doo.
Although I went to a bar recently and hung out with a girl who was born in the 2000s, and that made me feel old.
It's crazy. I know. I mean, people check your ID, and right as they see the 19, mm-hmm. like, they don't have to read no father, no mouth.
Nope. So I don't care if people say it as long as they're not being a jerk about it.
Like, I care. Kinda, it's annoying. I would be annoying.
I'm like, whatever. But the whole, like, you can't schedule your own doctor's appointments. I'm like, okay, we need to go to therapy and figure out the source of your anxiety.
We need to schedule these appointments.
I can just view the results. I don't have to say yes or no. So I'm going to view results. Oh, it is 50-50.
Interesting.
Okay. So millennials should stop blaming everything on being a 90s kid. Like, I don't blame things for being a 90s kid. I just think I got to experience certain things that other kids didn't.
Right, but that's, like, annoying. We're 30 years past that. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, I would be so annoyed if my dad was like, back in the 60s all the time. I'd be like, right. No one cares.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how life is now. Wake up.
This one I am very guilty of because sometimes I don't know what to say.
Uh-oh.
And mostly when it comes to social media posts.
Okay.
Millennials love to ask for recommendations and end it with, and go.
You do
I do that
a lot. Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't...
I never do that.
Like, everyone is lined up for a race to Google something for them. Like, well, no, I'm not asking people to Google it. I'm usually asking somebody to post something dumb.
Or, like, your opinions on something.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not trying to make someone do work, but it's like, and yeah, go for it. Here's a meme. I don't know what else to write. Here's this.
And go.
Because I'm like, I don't know. I'll figure out the next trend of words to write with this. Or when
yeah,
I'm
you
awake.
Have a lot to ask your quinceañera girl there.
Yep, I'll save the link and be like, okay, do these really annoy you?
And then, like, what else do you write besides that? The and go doesn't really, I mean, it.
I'm whatever about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Okay, we'll just view results. Should millennials stop using the whole and go thing? 75% say yes, 25% say no.
Wow, people are really passionate about that one. Yikes.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, this one I'm just like, I think it's funny when people make memes out of it, like actual picture memes. I think there's a specific one from, like, I think a Key and Peele skit that they'll take the template of this shot and then turn it like, who had this? But the phrase, I didn't expect to cross whatever off my 2022 bingo list or card.
Oh,
have you heard that?
Yeah, I hate that. Damn, maybe I'm a Gen Zer because I'm agreeing a lot with these.
But, like, I love the, was it?
No, because nobody has an actual bingo list. No one, their New Year's resolution, they make a bingo list of things they want to cross off it. Like, no, just say it's your New Year's resolution list or something. Why you got to pretend to be cute?
No, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's the resolution thing. I think it's when they take an article or something where it's like murder hornets. It's like, who had murder hornets on their bingo card list of things that would happen? Like, ridiculous, like, they'll take an article that just sounds ridiculous. Like, who thought of kaijus being a thing? Like, Godzilla? What? Who had aliens on their bingo card list?
Like, I still hate it just as much.
I like the creativity of some of the memes, but I'm very like, eh. Eh.
Well, I'll say get rid of it.
Yeah, they say, yes, what does it even mean? 71% said yes. What does it even mean? Do young people even know how to play bingo? I need to ask.
I do. I hope so. That's even something I know how to play.
I love bingo. 29%. No, I think it's nice.
No.
SpongeBob references in general. Millennials love to keep referencing SpongeBob, like, bro, you're 30. Go watch West Wing. Excuse me. West Wing came out when?
Plus, isn't that like not similar to SpongeBob at all?
No, it's
like that's
boring.
Quite a different. Is it even animated?
No, West Wing's an adult, like, show about, like, the president.
Yeah,
like,
why?
It came out in 99.
Why?
And it ended in 2006. Like, what do you mean, West Wing?
Yeah, they should have came up with a different...
I was going to say, SpongeBob is still going on.
That's true. That doesn't mean they Gen Zers watch it. I mean, it's like The Simpsons. When's the last time you watched The Simpsons? Like,
right. But my dad watches SpongeBob often.
Well...
By himself. Like, that is his...
By himself?
Show. Well, like, I mean, without myself or with my little brother, sometimes he just has it, like, to fall asleep to.
I can't lie, I still reference SpongeBob.
It's like imagination.
Oh, yeah. Or 5 hours later. Or bring it around town.
Whenever I do anything, my dad always texts me or calls me. He's like, it's like, have fun. Because it's fun is chum, or chum is fun.
Oh, God, I used to know that whole song.
F is for friends who do stuff together. U is for you and me. N is for anywhere and anytime at all down here in the deep blue sea.
Yeah.
Don't sue us, SpongeBob.
It is actually weird because I like wasn't, like, I didn't love that show. I wasn't obsessed at all. I would just like watch it here and there when it was on. Mm-hmm. But I remember and still say so much from it.
But there's so many memes out there, like, that we're constantly, I feel like, inundated. Even if you're not watching SpongeBob, you've seen a lot of SpongeBob content.
Well, and Gen Zers are over it.
I guess. But I've seen a lot of Gen Zs who do like SpongeBob. And even, like, on TikTok, one of their, like, a basic song that people use for their videos is a SpongeBob theme, like, in the background.
They probably have no idea where that's from.
It says SpongeBob on it.
They're probably like, oh, I'm just going to use this because it's popular and trending.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I guess. Millennials love using reaction GIFs.
Wait, what was the results to that one?
Oh, sorry. 51% said no. Should millennials stop making SpongeBob references? They said no.
That's freaking right. We got 51%. That 51. We're winning.
But yeah, this person says millennials love using reaction GIFs. Yeah, who wouldn't?
Well, why doesn't Gen Z or... What do you mean reaction GIFs?
Like when you post a GIF, like, let's say, like, oh my God, I got my dress, and I send you a GIF, like, woo!
Yeah, I love those.
I think it's awesome. And that way you don't really even have to use words, like, if you just, like... I feel like it means it's more, not emotional, but I feel like it's cooler and it's more of a vibe than, I guess, just saying, cool,
I mean,
awesome,
you
I love
both
that for you.
For me. I would say both, or do both. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like,
why doesn't everyone love that though? There's so many fun gifts.
And someone like, should millennials stop using so many reaction gifts? Yes, please, or no? It's how I express myself.
Yeah, damn it. Let us express ourselves in a moving object.
Yes.
Moving
77%
picture.
Say no. It's how I express myself.
Hell yeah.
I don't think Gen Zs agree with that one. I'm gonna say that's just this one person.
Gen Zers do the gifts too.
Millennials love referring to a customer as a client. A dash of fabricated important goes a long way. So I guess instead of saying a customer, they'll say my client. I don't know if it's to make them sound fancier.
Yeah,
I've never
probably heard
it, so I don't care.
I don't like that though.
I mean, if you actually have clients, like a job where you have a client, sure.
But if you're like at the supermarket and just like the customer here wants this, mm-hmm. don't say client. That's so weird.
Right. Or I'm guessing maybe people who are in like pyramid schemes that are like, this is my client.
Yeah,
I totally
probably
see that being a thing. So I'm just like, yeah, unless you actually have like a profession where you have clients. Yeah.
Stop saying that.
I've never actually really paid attention.
That.
Sometimes I have to actually stop and think, wait, which one's client? Oh, yeah, no.
Well, yeah. And then I'm like, okay, doctor's office. I'm a patient. Okay. That's where I'm a patient. Like,
and then you have employee.
Right. There's so many like little words.
Sometimes I do have to like, I got to think.
Yeah, what do you want to be today?
Should millennials stop calling everyone a client? 54% said no.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, okay. Do what you want, I guess.
I'm sure I do this, but I don't know. Like, I don't. Millennials love saying wait before every realization. I guess like, something happens, you're like, wait, I guess. But I never really thought about it.
Yeah, I can't. I'm trying to think if I don't really think I do.
I mean, maybe on social media, but I think it's more of like a to process what I just heard.
Yeah, like,
but that's also because I'm, my brain's going in one direction, and then you're talking to me, and I'm trying to get back to this. So it's like, wait a minute, hold on, like, brain's got to catch up.
You're like, wait.
I already left this conversation. I need to catch back up. So me saying wait is actually like, wait, hold on a sec. I'm still processing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it to be cute.
I don't know if I do that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
We're just going to view results on that one. 71%, no, let's continue doing that. That's fine.
Yeah, it just gives your brain a moment to like see.
Register. See and
feel. Yeah, exactly. Register what it wants to say.
This one, I'm sure, like, I don't do it. Well, okay. There's two different versions of this.
Okay. Do you do any of them?
I technically do one, yes. Millennials love reposting TikToks on Instagram. Now, are they reposting other people's TikToks? Because I've seen people do that where they find funny TikToks of other people. You can download them if they let you, if they give you the permission. You can download the video to your phone and then just upload it. But it has their like their name and water tag or whatever on it.
Right.
So in my head, when I read this, I thought, oh, like uploading other people's like, oh, this was funny. This is a funny video, or like posting like a funny meme. But it's using a TikTok and posting it on Instagram or on their Facebook Reels, even though it wasn't their content.
Oh,
that's how I read it. But I guess like I'll repost if I post a TikTok, I'll repost it on Instagram from that I made.
Yeah. So I feel like it could go either way.
Yeah. So what, like, are either of those kind of cringy?
I don't think they're cringy, probably because I don't have a TikTok. So I see everyone's funny TikToks on Instagram and Facebook because I'm old, obviously.
Okay, so we're neutral about
it. I don't think it's cringy, but Gen Zers who probably love TikTok and that's like their only real, like, this is the best social media ever, definitely probably think it's cringy.
Although I think that like there's other social medias that they're on now. I think Discord's a big one. I don't really even know.
Oh my goodness.
Which is more of like a video game one, but I think a lot of people like, oh, come to my Discord. I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah, what are you doing on there?
I like downloaded it, but I never actually did it. 53% said yes, stop.
Okay, it's still pretty almost split though.
Yeah.
So that's good.
The fact that millennials like making pasta and pizza as a part of their personality, make liking pasta and pizza as a part of their personality.
Danny.
For a long time, it was bacon. Bacon was a personality thing.
Oh, like being pizzas. Obsessed with bacon.
But I feel like Gen Zs have avocados. Like Gen Zs and millennials both have the avocado thing. So there's that.
Yeah, at least pizza and pasta are good.
Mac and cheese, I feel like another one. I do love myself a guac, though.
I mean, I guess they make it part of, I mean.
Like in the sense of like that's, they wear like the socks and the shirts and like the earrings or whatever and.
I guess that's true.
It's like, why are millennials obsessed with pasta and pizza? Like, sure, they slap, but you're allowed to have other personality traits. I'm like,
I feel like they probably have some of those things.
Yeah, too. I'm sure they do. You can shut up.
Yeah.
It's like, let's see, view results. 54% say stop that. 46 say no to who I am. Again, they're pretty in the close range area.
Right.
There hasn't been too many of these that are very split. The phrase oldie but a goodie. Millennials love saying an oldie but a goodie and sending you a YouTube link from 2008. I'm sure I've said it, but I can't think of any time like where I would actually say it. Like
I've definitely said it, and it like, is pretty cringy now.
I think it's like if I said it, it's more like a like saying it at a what is it called? Saying ironically, I guess, kind of like when people start saying like, "Oh, that's totally on Fleek Bay," like ironically, like they're not saying
like,
it
oldie like oldie but a goodie.
Oldie but a goodie, whatever.
I feel like I've said it, but I should stop. So I agree with the Gen Zers.
I don't care. Like, I'm very whatever. So should millennials stop calling everything oldie but a goodie? Sure. I usually say things are old school.
Yeah. That's the way to kind of say it now.
57% say no. They shouldn't stop it.
They like the oldie but a goodie.
I feel like, you know, Gen Zers like kind of like whether it's like the 90s fashion, but I'm even seeing a lot of like 70s and 60s and 80s fashion. Like there's a little bit of everything I've been noticing. So
yeah, it's pretty horrible. Sorry, I was about to swear.
Some of the stuff I'm like.
Some of it's bad. But that makes just me
I like
old.
That for them.
Yeah, I love that for them.
I mean, honestly, I'm like, you seem happy. You're rocking it. Cool. I would not wear that because it's not me.
I can still judge from afar and be like, that's horrible.
This person writes, yuppie millennials love to make their dogs Instagrams and write captions like the dog is doing the damn typing.
Yes, this has to go. This has to go. Like, everyone is so obsessed with their pets, and it's so weird to me.
I feel like there's...
this has to go.
I feel like if you have, like, a very, like, specific account for your pets, like the guy who dresses up to look like his dog... Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay, you have...
That's effort, though.
That, you have a shtick, right? That's right. Your thing. But I think if you're just trying to post pictures, unless you have, like, the craziest or coolest looking animal, like Grumpy Cat or, yep. Like, that other cat, I'm blinking on his name, but he was so cute because he looked so dumb.
Oh, the one with the tongue out?
Yeah, I love him. R.I.P. Pour one out for them homies.
Same with Grumpy Cat.
Right? Pour a glass of milk out. I mean, I'm very, like... If it's a fun one where they actually put effort into it, but if it's just pictures of their dogs, but I've also...
But heard... also, like, I do appreciate people who, even though I think it's ridiculous making an Instagram for your own dog, I appreciate that rather than your feed just turning into your
flooded,
dog's feed.
Yeah.
Or you and your dog's feed.
Yeah, like, that way you can choose to follow it or not.
Exactly!
I think that some people do that for their kids, too.
That's brilliant, I think. Because, listen, as much as I think you're own kid having its own Instagram is ridiculous, but then I also think, like, I mean let's get real, I don't think it's something is going to be new and improved in like 10, 12, 15 however like old your kid is to actually have an Instagram. But how crazy would it be to be like, yo, I have this Instagram since when I was born,
right?
Like, my parents made it for me. That'd be so trippy. But yeah, but yeah, I mean, if you're gonna make your own for the okay,
make
that's
it
one thing.
Interesting.
Make yeah it yeah.
So should we say yes or no?
Wait, what? They have to...
Stop.
Oh, they should absolutely stop. Yes.
Let's see. 55% agree, say yes.
Whoo, thank goodness, because I was getting a little... Because I feel like Gen Zers are just... I mean, I feel like every generation, if they have a pet, are obsessed with them.
How about the phrase, millennials love saying, I'm not mad at it.
That is a phrase. I have a friend who says that so much.
Yeah, I feel it's, like I've probably used it.
It's very wishy-washy to me. Like, because... If you say, do you like my shirt? And they say, I'm not mad at it.
Or okay. I don't. How about I don't hate it?
Yeah. Kind of it's like, thing. Yeah, it's like, I'm not mad at it. Well, my shirt shouldn't make you mad anyway. Do you like it, though? Does it make you happy? Like, yeah, I think we should get rid of it.
Mm, yeah. Like, would you rather someone say, I don't hate it?
I don't like either.
Like,
they're
I
both
feel
like
it's, when referring to a shirt, I feel like I'm not mad at it. Why would you be mad at a shirt? But it's like a shirt. I'm like, I don't hate it, but I also don't love it. It's like I'm very neutral to the shirt. I'm like, could you find a better shirt? Yes. But is it the worst shirt I've ever seen? No.
Yeah, then just say it's fine.
Yeah, that's kind of what that's that means. Fine. But I think like I'm not mad at it. Like to your point, yeah, that like why would you be mad at a shirt?
Right, but like my friend uses it with everything. Like puts like if I was like, oh, try Parmesan on your salad. She does it and then eats it and she's like, I'm not mad at this. Yeah, like says it to everything.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, and she's a millennial, so maybe there's a bunch of them out there. But I say yes, get rid of it.
Yep, okay, get rid of it. 35% said yes, 65% said no, don't get rid of it.
What? What?
That's a big difference compared to the other ones.
I wonder if that's because like it's like a way to get out of conflict. Maybe. I don't know.
Although I do like the term, and I think it was from an episode of Community because they've made it a GIF, a reaction GIF.
Oh.
And it's, I forget, Ken Jeong, I believe is his name. The from The Hangover. He's wearing like a sombrero and he's like, I'll allow it. I love that one.
I'll allow it.
I love that. I'm like, I'll allow it. I love saying that.
Do you like my shirt? I'll allow it.
Well, not in that sense where it's like, hey, you know, we're going to bring this to the party. I'll allow it. It's just to be silly. It's not like to be actually.
Well, you can't use those anymore. Those are gifts.
I'm gonna use them. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna. Captioning an Instagram with about last night, about a pretty generic night.
You mean my entire Instagram?
I mean, some of yours are pretty saucy.
Well, and they're like just, I mean, but listen, captions. I'm not like very creative in that. I'm not like trying to have a, like some of my friends always do like a pun or whatever with their captions, or I am that bitch that would be about last night for sure.
I just like emojis. I like using emojis for my captions if I can.
Well, and I'd be like about last night because like I was too drunk and exhausted to post.
So it's like
literally last night. So
yeah, like about last night. Sorry if I spilled a drink on any of you or something. Yeah.
Right. Or like about last night. Dot dot dot. And then
right.
Like emojis or whatever.
But yeah, I love that this person wrote, millennials love saying about last night with this like crazy tongue sticking out face on horrendously average Instagram posts.
Literally just like a picture of everyone like at dinner. Yeah.
Like if there if you went through like a hangover movie-esque, like with a tiger and
the cops involved, a marriage,
you know, tooth knocked out, you know, Mike Tyson, like, okay, sure. That makes sense.
<It's> so funny. I feel like that almost makes it even better if you do it on a night that was like so basic and mediocre.
There was another like post or something about something along those lines where people were like, yeah, you know, Vegas can't handle us. It's like, okay, calm down, Chad. Like, it's just you and your golf buddies.
I saw that. I've seen a Twitter like that, and it was just like a bunch of like girls like going on a Vegas trip, and then them being like, Vegas can't handle this. And then someone was like, yeah, because Vegas hasn't been able to hand six ladies before in Vegas. Like, chill, you're not that crazy or wild.
Okay, here's one of them, because there's been a couple variations. Like, dudes be like, Vegas ain't ready for us. Like, Vegas ain't ever seen four dudes in a Macy's button down split a room at the Golden Nugget and wait 3 hours in club line just to drink a Bud Light, post a story, and then lose $35 to blackjack table on the way back to the room.
Literally. Yeah, there's some female ones too that are pretty hilarious, because I do think like, oh, Vegas isn't ready for us.
Yeah, oh, like girls be like, Vegas ain't ready for us, crazy face, champagne, you know, little party popper, like Vegas ain't ever had five regular bitches run through.
Dude, oh, it's so true. I was like, wow, I feel this in my heart, to be honest.
Oh my gosh.
I just got called out. That is my life.
Oh, it's like girls be like, Vegas ain't ready for us. And it's like two girls dressed all, like, I'm sure it's a Halloween costume, but they're all like on the ground and like trying to pick each other up, like wasted.
Vegas sees that all day, every day. Nothing new to Vegas.
Yeah, that's a...
Oh my gosh.
Oh my
but
God.
I do want to say, I can say about last night still on my Instagram, please, because that's just a go-to caption for us millennials, okay?
Let's see. What do people say? 77% say yes, enough.
Oh my God, really? Now I just want to make one.
Right. About last night, it's just a picture of you eating Oreos on the couch.
Literally, like falling asleep, like watching a show.
What was the other one? I had heard that there was another one that they hated. Oh, dang it. I just lost it. Maybe it's on here. I'll see if I remember. But bragging about the olden days when you could only use Facebook with a college email. Millennials love telling people they were on Facebook back when you had to have a college email. I don't think we're in college when it came out.
No, I was like, I never went to Harvard, because didn't you have to be part of Harvard?
And then any college, I think, eventually.
Oh.
But when I got on Facebook, they already had...
It was open to everyone.
Yeah, those are for the elder millennials in their 40s.
Yeah, hello. We talk about how much we loved MySpace, okay? Yeah.
I was on MySpace, Zanga.
Here
with
the younger
MyJournal.
Millennials. Yeah, Tom was our first friend ever in online life and real life. Okay?
Yeah, like who brags about that? Like, I had my college email address with Facebook. I'm like, who cares?
But we do still talk about MySpace sometimes. And like, who cares?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's because... I love bringing it up because there's certain posts people have done. There's a gal who tweeted out. It's like, oh, man, I wish Twitter had this option that lets you put your favorite music. So when people come to your page, they can hear your favorite song. They're like, oh, my God, we've reached a generation who does not remember MySpace.
Yep.
And that's
sure
why
have.
I'm like, we had it all. We had it good.
I honestly like Facebook more than MySpace.
I'm very like, eh.
With all the coding and all that crap. And then the top eight. Yikes,
that
dude.
Was
that was just like a mess.
Oh, that's
for...
just drama.
Yeah, it was.
See, I did actually take some coding classes in high school, so I was able to go find codes. You go to websites with the codes.
But then, like,
pre-made.
The backgrounds, everyone, like, has the background, and it was just also, like, messy and, like, distracting, and then the music, and then, like, some people would have, like, different, like, it was just,
oh,
like,
I
this
loved
is
it.
Too much.
It
like,
was
chill.
Everyone's personality, man.
Yeah, your personality is too much. Chill.
But for the top eight, I got a code specifically to make it where your top eight would change every time you
refreshed. Yeah, I would go to rando.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had that too, but it was still picking a top eight.
Yes. This one I am guilty of on this podcast. I literally said it on this episode already.
What?
The word adulting.
Oh, yeah. You say that a lot too. Yeah.
I am not going to stop.
You know, I say it as well. Mm-hmm. So...
It's just
adulting.
It's kind of become part of like normal vocabulary. I don't know if it's just for millennials or in general.
So I think it's like, definitely just for millennials.
I like saying adulting because if I said I'm going to go do grown-up stuff or adult stuff, it sounds like I'm going to do it.
I feel like that's better than, though, I'm going to go do adult stuff and just, like, go to the grocery store.
Right. It's like, I'm going to go run errands. Like I got to go to the bank. I got to go, you know, do this. I got to go pay for bills. Like,
adulting, yeah.
Adulting. So I'm like, eh.
It's just one word to sum it all up.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
So, shit millennials, I'm not going to stop. 58 say yes, they need to stop. 42% said no. What do young people say then? Oh, yeah, they're not adults yet. Okay. I'm sure there's some. I'm sure there's some in their 20s. Because,
yeah. I mean, the lowest one is what, 25 or something, a millennial? So
something like that.
They're technically adults.
Another one I'm guilty of using a lot.
Dang, girl, you like hardcore millennial.
Yep.
You're like in this. Yep. I'm like kind of on the cusp, I feel. Uh-huh. Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you're in the middle. Millennials love to say, I'm here for it.
You say that so much. Wow. Okay. You say adulting. I'm here for it. And I was today years old.
Yep.
A lot. I don't think I say I'm here for it.
I'm like, that's just me agreeing, like, okay, that's cool. Because I feel like sometimes when you say that's cool or that's awesome, it just sounds kind of like cool. Like in my head when I say it, even though I'm saying it with more enthusiasm, it comes out saying cool. I don't care. It's like, I'm here for it. Cool. Yeah. Sweet. Yay.
Saying I'm here for it just like that, that has like the same tone. I'm here for it. Like, cool. I'm here for it. Like, it's like the same thing.
I know. It's funny how like certain terms like have that disconnect. Like, even though you could be saying it the same way, but it doesn't sound the same way in my head.
It's so weird too. Right? It's like, I'm here for it. But like, what are you here for? It's like, I'm not mad at it. Well, what are you mad at? It's like
I'll get behind that. Okay.
Okay.
I can get behind that. I guess that's another one.
Like, my phone case is so pretty. I'm here for it. Okay.
It's like, I'm here to support you and cheer you on for your phone case.
That's like another thing that I don't really get, actually, now that we're dissecting it.
Oh, that's funny. I never really even thought about it. Should millennials stop saying I'm here for it? 61% said no.
Oh.
Okay. I feel vindicated.
Are you here for it?
I'm here for this. 39% said yes. millennials love cheese boards unlike any other generation before.
We do.
You know why? Because we grew up eating Lunchables.
We sure did. And when we grew up, I mean, I had one the other week and it was bomb.
And now they have grown-up Lunchables.
I still get the kid ones. I don't need the grown-up ones.
I don't like the crackers on the kid ones. That's the thing.
Really? They're like Ritz.
I'm not a big fan of Ritz.
What?
They're fine. Like, I'll eat them, but they're not my favorite.
Ritz, listen, everyone, go to the store and get a box of Ritz crackers and just eat them. You don't even need anything on them. They are so good and buttery and flaky, and it'll bring you back.
The only time I've ever had like a multitude of Ritz crackers as an adult was when I was hanging out with my cousin. I think she was pregnant and she had Cheese Whiz. We were eating them with Cheese Whiz. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're eating cheese from a can. And I had one. I'm like, okay, this is actually pretty good.
Yeah, you're like, wait a second. I'm not pregnant, but I want this.
Yeah, me, my cousin, and her two daughters at the time, and then the baby inside were enjoying a lot of these.
Oh, I bet. I ate a lot of crackers last year because of my whole stomach issue thing. Mm-hmm. So I, dude, Ritz and Clubs. Woo, my favorite.
But I'm here. Like, I love cheese boards. I'm here for
it. Dude, I'm so, we should not get rid of cheese boards. They are amazing, beautiful, and tasty.
Yeah, but like...
Kind of expensive, honestly. Making a charcuterie board is not that cheap.
Well, the cool thing is like charcuterie boards aren't... You don't need to just do meats and cheeses. You can do a charcuterie board with anything.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're still expensive though. Olives and almonds and crackers and like all that adds up.
I did a fondue one once and that was fun.
Oh, that's a fancy.
Right? So I just got strawberries. I got bananas, marshmallows, pound cake. Like, you just buy pound cake.
Did you just melt chocolate?
Yeah. So they sell chocolate in, like, a cup that you can microwave.
Oh.
You can usually find it in the baking aisle. And so you can just dip it right in.
Oh, okay.
It's easily done.
So it was like a sweet charcuterie board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I do love the term.
I thought you called it fondue. You sounded way more like, I made a fondue board.
Well, yeah, because
like,
I got all
just the... It's a sweet charcuterie board.
Well, no, fondue because it's dipping into the chocolate. You're dipping all the different stuff from the board to the chocolate.
Yeah, it's like
But that's what we had a charcuterie night where everyone made a different one, and that was the one I made.
Mm, that sounds like a great party theme.
Oh, yeah. It was fun. I've seen people do
sounds
parties.
Sounds like you need to get high. Of the munchies.
Yeah, we had a lot of food.
Yeah, you got to make room for that.
Although I did see someone do a party and there was like 10 different ones where everyone made a signature drink and they all came in with their drinks.
Oh.
And it was like, they just kept coming. Every girl came in and she brought in her tray. I'm like, oh my God, they're going to die.
Yeah, they're going to get wasted.
But I was like, that's so cool because they were fancy drinks.
Yeah, like a different cocktail everyone mm-hmm. has to make.
I think that'd be a fun party.
Yeah, that would be.
But I do love the term shark coochie board.
Oh my God, I've seen some people, some radio people that we know in town that absolutely hate that phrase.
Like, really?
Hate it.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
They're like, it's not funny. I don't understand why people call it that. It's so stupid. I'm like, damn, you're really passionate about
this. I think it's hilarious because I learned to say charcuterie when I worked at the restaurant and we had a charcuterie board on the menu. Mm. So most people are like, can I get the I'm like, charcuterie. And they're like, can you say that again? Charcuterie. So I had.
So you fancy. I don't really understand the shark coochie. I don't really. Like,
because somebody was trying to pronounce it and they couldn't. They're like, what is a charcuterie? Charcuterie board? What?
Yeah, but like, why is that such a thing now?
Sounds funny.
I mean, I think it's whatever.
I love the term.
I love the name charcuterie. Sounds so sexy.
Right. But spell that. I can't spell it
charcuterie.
Even. Charcuterie. I could spell charcuterie board.
But anyway, we should definitely keep those for sure.
Agreed. But they said 74% said no more of that. I'm thinking because Gen Z can't afford it. Boom.
Wait, like they don't think we should have those?
Yeah, no more of
74% that. 74% said no more charcuterie boards?
Yeah, we need to chill on this. Like, wait, I'm confused. Because it said 74 said no. Oh, no, you know what? I missed the comma. I need to zoom in.
Oh,
no, more of that. Excuse me.
Thank you.
I read it as no more of that. It's no more of that.
Oh, okay. Phew. I was about to say, listen.
Yeah, because I was confused. Because I'm like, 26% said yes, enough of that. I'm like, you're just lactose intolerant.
Yeah. You just have an allergy, bitch. Mm-hmm.
The phrase, just a friendly reminder. Millennials love saying just a friendly reminder, then follow it with the most patronizing thing you've ever heard. I feel like, I think boomers probably say this too, especially like work emails. Like, just a friendly reminder, everyone, to fill out their surveys.
Yeah.
Basically like, hey, buttholes, come on.
It's usually, I feel like it's usually through emails. But I'm we can get rid of that.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
This isn't friendly.
It sounds very patronizing every time I hear it.
Yeah. But like, what else would you say? Just a reminder.
Just a heads up. I don't know.
Just a heads up. You still haven't done this, you dummy. I was going to swear.
I would be awful at if I was the HR person.
Yeah, I would be too.
I'm going to read this whole list to them, and then we're going to see what they say. Millennials love to say, this is happening.
We do.
Yeah. Well, this is happening. Okay, cool.
I like that. Especially when like S is hitting the fan or like something you don't even know like what to do. You're just like watching it and you're like, oh, this is happening.
I've accepted it. Okay.
Yep. Now let me process it before I start crying.
Yep. Usually it's when S hits the fan.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Or just something unexpected happens for sure. They say it's 50-50.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to keep it.
I'm definitely keeping it. Oh, I do. Well...
You say it. What do you say?
I got it confused with another term. I was going to say I don't say it, but I think I do say this one. Millennials love saying how people win things, like win the internet, win Twitter. I'm sure I do.
Oh, I never say that.
It's like,
oh. That's weird.
I feel like I have.
Oh, you won the internet today?
Well,
like
not,
that?
Not that. I'd be like, oh, you win at life today or whatever. Like, I probably have.
Oh.
But I was getting it confused in my head as broke the internet. I hate that.
Like, oh, interesting. I guess it's kind of a similar thing.
Yeah.
Because you break the internet, that's kind of a good thing, actually.
Right. But like it started with whole Kim Kardashian when she
showed in
photo shoots. Like, I'm going to break the internet. And that's just become a thing. Like anytime somebody's like, I'm going to be the new trending thing. I'm going to break the internet. I'm like, okay.
When I hear break the internet, that picture immediately just pops up in my brain.
Well, now I think Wreck-It Ralph breaks the internet. It's a sequel to Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Okay. Ralph Breaks the Internet, I think it is.
I feel like I've seen that and I still didn't know that. I still think of Kim K's booty. Yeah.
So should millennials stop with the whole win the internet thing?
Yes, we should stop with that.
81% said stop that.
Wow, that's the most.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, I didn't think it was that crazy.
You can shush. I work in the radio business. I have to say it this way.
Vicky says all of these things.
We literally both said something similar just now. Millennials love to say F this, F that. This is effed up. Y'all need to shut the frick up.
Shut the frick up.
I say, like, I got called out back like when I was 20 by a friend of mine. He's like, you can just say the F word. You know that? I'm like, yeah, I've learned to try to like not say it too often. Especially now that I have a little brother, I really can't be saying that. He's like, you said a bad word. I know. I'm sorry.
It's so funny because I think I'm pretty good, like, when my headphones are on. Mm-hmm. But if they're off, woo, mm-hmm. I have a mother effing potty mouth.
Yep, we both
And it's crazy, too, because I thought maybe, like, dating J-Rubs, mm-hmm. I thought, like, oh, man, am I going to have to be, like, because my parents don't care if I swear. No. My parents, I'm like, yo, freedom of speech, you know? We call each other bitches. It's just our love language.
Right.
And I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm going to go over and meet this guy's parents. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to have to be, you know, very... not proper, but like not swear. And he's like, no, my parents don't care if you swear. And they swear hella too. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, thank effing God. Like, I can be my true self. But yeah, yes. But I mean, once the headphones are off, it's game over.
See, like I, before the little brother, I could, for a long time, I couldn't swear in front of my parents. And then my, like,
really?
Got to a certain age.
Like how old?
I think like once I hit like adult years, like they didn't necessarily like it. So they'd be like, they look at me like, really? Why'd you say that? But now my dad is more comfortable swearing too in front of us. Oh, but wow. Now we have a little brother and we all have to cool it.
Well, like before the little brother, like, could you say like,
it's like, oh, he's being a little bitch. I
could
say
that. Could you say the S word?
Yeah.
Could you? Okay. So you could swear.
But I wouldn't say, unless like I was saying it to my brother, I usually would kind of like lower my voice. I wouldn't say like the T word or the C word.
What if you like dropped something and said like, what the F?
Yeah, I would.
Would they be like...
My mom might just look at me funny. I think I've only heard my mom say...
Wow.
She didn't swear at anybody. She was just saying it. But I think she either said the S word or the B word in English. And I was like, oh.
That's the only time?
She doesn't swear.
Dang.
Like, I'm sure it's tough, too, because there's certain words in English and in Spanish. Like, I think it's... I didn't know that there were certain phrases and words that were worse in English or in Spanish. Okay. So I have said them to like a boss before who spoke Spanish, or I said it to my grandfather. My dad's like, you said that to your grandfather?
In Spanish or in English?
In Spanish.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's a bad word?
Well, yeah.
I'm like, you guys used it so like liberally and like it felt like such a like whatever. Like it's like a cool. Like.
So they swore in Spanish?
Either it was swearing and or like terms that are just too, they're not proper enough, I guess, that to use for certain people. Like not for the occasion or the situation. Like stuff you shouldn't say to your boss that you could say it with your friends. Mm. And like, it's like, so there's a term in, I think this is Mexico Spanish. It's like no manches. Literally translated, it means like don't stain it. Basically means like no way.
Oh, okay.
Just saying like no way.
Yeah.
No manches. And I said that to my grandpa. I'm like, basically like, no way. And my grandfather started laughing and just repeating it. And I'm like, what's going on? My dad's like, you said that? I'm like, what? It's probably like more on the lines of like, no effing way. Like, it's not a swear word, but it's not polite, I guess.
Interesting.
And even the word like stupid or idiot, if I said, oh, you're an idiot or you're stupid, it's a insult, but it's not too bad. Right? You could be called worse. In Spanish, and it didn't click until I became an adult. Whenever I would call my brother stupid in Spanish, my mom would get pissed.
Hmm.
Like, she's like, we don't use that word. It's not that it's a swear word. It's just heavier. It's
wow.
Kind of like the C word in England and stuff. And like Australia, they use it liberally. They're like, eh, yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah.
And here we're like, no, don't say it. Like, we don't count because we love that word. But
some of us.
But like in the United States, on average...
Right.
Like, you know, we don't say that, but, you know, that's kind of the same idea.
Dang.
So it's kind of tricky. Like, I'm sure my mom has sworn before, but I didn't realize it was a swear word.
Yeah. Until you used it and they're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was there. I mean, shocking, but I made it very clear that I was going to speak how I want to speak in the house I'm living at with everyone and anyone. Like. Hello.
But does it bother you when someone says F that instead of saying maybe like instead of saying the actual word? I'm like, I don't care.
No, it doesn't. No,
I don't care.
Or what the F?
Yeah. It's very whatever's. So shush. 55% said no, I like it.
Wow.
So they're with us.
See, we're trying to be a little classy. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. This one I'm like, okay, cool. Like it's I feel like people just like love saying this. They hate, it's like, why do millennials love telling people how much they hate the word moist?
I'm fine with moist.
I don't care, yeah.
Moist.
There's like one other term, and I can't say it on the podcast, but it's, you know, like when you play the triangle paper football?
Yeah.
You know how you're supposed to kick it?
Yeah.
There's a term, you know, where like you flick the football, but there's a term that's dirty and has like a food item involved in that.
Yeah.
That makes me cringe a little bit. I'm like, ugh.
I hate that. Yeah.
I don't like it. Either. It's not sexy. Like if it's ever used, like maybe as a joke, but even then I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. I don't like that one either.
I mean, I'm not going to get mad at it, but I'm just like, ugh.
But I think moist is fine.
Because I just think of cake.
I don't at all. I think of...
Or like sweaty dudes. Like ugh, I just come from the gym. Like,
oh, I straight up think of the vagina, to be honest.
Fair enough.
But that's why maybe I like it.
I know. Like, why don't more people like it? I don't know. I mean, but the thing is, it's not even the word that's the problem. It's people saying, oh my God, I hate that word.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's like the millennial cool thing to hate, or the one and only word that everyone shouldn't like. And I'm like, no, it's fine.
It's like, whatever, dude. So, yep, enough's enough. 65% said, can you just knock it off? Stop with your war on the word moist.
Yeah, Gen Zers obviously love it, so.
Millennials love saying right every 10 words when explaining something. I think the amount of rights we've said.
Right? That's probably so true.
But we're not, I mean, I wasn't explaining. I mean, you weren't explaining when you said it. You were just agreeing with me. So I'm going to now pay attention to that. So
we probably do that a lot, though.
Oh, yeah. It's more to like, hey, are you tracking what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Yeah. I'm right. Right.
It's like, you know, like when you park your car, right? Like, OK, I've never noticed that as a thing that millennials did. So I'm going to be super hyper aware and self-conscious now.
You know what my fiance does? And I've had a lot of people in my life. They say, you know, a lot when talking. So I was like going to work yesterday, you know, and the parking garage was closed, you know. So then I had to call like the maintenance guy, you know, and he was like, why are you, dude, I've counted before because I'm like, people realize how many, like, it's just one of those probably things like, right, like you don't even, or like.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, like was always the, like the joke, I feel like in the 80s and the 90s.
So you said it just twice right there.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, see, yeah. Isn't that so trippy?
But I was thinking about it a while ago, listening to somebody have a conversation instead of saying, like, oh, like Sarah said this and she was like that and that. And I'm like, well, we don't really say anymore. It's like Sarah said this and then, you know, Steve replied that.
Like, you mean like have periods in our sentences?
No, instead of referring to like you saying something, Sarah was like.
Oh.
Instead of saying Sarah said. So I feel like it has become so ingrained in like every, it used to just be a preppy girl thing and now it's ingrained into all conversation.
Yeah. It's trippy how much people say.
Yeah,
so, like certain words. See, I just said it. Mine's like, well, obviously.
Like certain words. But I mean, that fits in that sentence.
But I could have said.
It fits similar to certain words, I guess. But I mean, liked worked in that sentence.
Like works in every, I mean, obviously, because we all say it all the time. But I feel like you can say the same sentence without the word like in it.
You could, but I feel like in that sentence you'd need to use the word like similar. So now I'm gonna be hyper aware.
I know, I'm like, see, I said I'm like scared. I could just say I'm scared to speak now instead of I'm like scared to speak
now.
Yeah,
okay,
see?
that one does count. But now I'm going to be hyper aware of right when explaining something.
Right, like, and you know.
And you know, because I'm sure I do that too.
Yeah.
Although I did get really self-conscious once. We played a game. It was a drinking game. Like, it was played over the course of the entire party while playing other games. And everyone wrote on a piece of paper their rule. You created a drinking rule, but you don't tell anybody.
So everyone creates a drinking rule?
Mm-hmm. So you start paying attention to what everyone's doing.
Oh.
And when you're like, oh, this person just like looked and took a drink. So you're like, what are they looking at? What are they doing? So you kind of trying to find the clues. And if people guess yours, then I think you're out or something like that.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And it was fun. And my roommate, Tahiti Steve, made a rule for me. Like mine was whenever I say buttum.
Oh, everyone, he had to drink.
Yeah, like that was his rule. Like people needed to drink anytime I said buttum.
Oh.
I'm like, I didn't realize how often I use it.
So did he drink a lot?
Yeah, I guess. Or whenever he was paying attention, because let's be honest, he's got a one track mind.
Well, and that's crazy because you didn't know you were being judged on speaking.
Yeah,
so.
Well, and I didn't know that I used that enough to be noticeable. So nobody got that one. But like, we know
Steve is probably wasted.
But yeah, people noticed that Steve was drinking whenever I did something, so they were trying to figure it out. But yeah,
they cut in.
Yeah, it's
Oh, that'd be fun to play with a lot of people you know,
like at a party.
Yeah,
we should have a party. So should we use other words besides right? I'm just gonna be
yes. Results. We should.
Huh? 60% said no.
We don't, we're right.
We don't have to. The phrase "my heart is so full." I feel like I use
I
say that when
your heart's so full.
I usually say my heart grew 3 sizes too big.
Oh, I don't say
like
that
the
ever.
Grinch.
Yeah, I say my heart is so full though.
I feel like I'm saying it
or
when
my heart is bursting of love.
Yeah, like I say it when I want to be cheesy. Ooh. Like I'm not saying it like I feel like when someone's like my heart is so full, I picture like a Christian grandmother, you know, like with
Oh gosh, my
heart is so full.
I never say it like that.
But that's what I picture when I see that phrase. But so when I say it like a cheesy cute way.
Yeah.
I don't say it like, "Oh my God, my heart's so full." I'm just like, "Oh, that's cute."
I say don't get rid of it.
Okay. I love saying that. 53% said, yeah, that's dumb. 47% said, no. I love saying that. It was pretty close. It was only 6%.
Close. Still, though.
My heart hurts.
Oh, no. Is this you to a T?
I think it's both of us.
Oh, no.
The phrase, the struggle is real.
Oh, I say that all day, every day. Probably
on the struggle bus.
10 times a day. On the struggle bus, struggle is real. Yep.
At least there are people with us. 59% said continue that.
Hell yes. Mm. How else are you supposed to know that the struggle is real without just saying it like that? Like, come on.
Yeah, come on.
I'm on the struggle. God, gosh, come on.
Right? The phrase long story short after they've already told a ridiculously long story. Oh, I try so hard not to do that. Like, I'm genuinely aware. I'm like sitting there like.
Honestly, a long story short. Is going to be long, though, if you're, like, texting it or, you know, or I feel like when I type that out, it's still a big-ass paragraph. Even
it's just shorter
short
than
version.
The,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like we try when we say that.
Yeah. If I say long story short and you look at me, like, and I'm looking a little panic, it means nobody talk to me because I'm trying to focus on just the main important thing so I can literally give you the cliff notes.
The main juicy. But even still, that's going to be a long story.
It's like, this happened, this, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's going to be shorter. No, I will say that till the day I die. 77% said, no, I will say that till the day I die.
Yeah, like, what are you supposed to say?
Too long, didn't read.
I hate that.
Oh, I love it. It's a Reddit. TLDR.
Long. One of my bridesmaids texted me that with one of, like, the first, like, bridesmaids group chat texts I did. And she just, like, sent that. I didn't know what it meant. And then her next text was JK or something, like, just because she knew. So then I Googled what that meant, and I was like, I will kill you. Oh, too long, didn't read, sorry.
Well,
bitch!
So, no, so I don't say that in that term, like, where I'm like, I didn't read your post. It was, hey, I'm going to give you the too long, didn't read. So in Reddit, they have, like, a whole story. Like, let's say your story's 3 paragraphs long, and then they put the too long, didn't read, like, saying, too long, didn't read. Girlfriend cheated on me, so I burnt her school books.
Oh, like that's the cliff notes.
That's the cliff
version
note.
Of it.
So when I say too long, didn't read, or TLDR, here's the short version. That's how I use
it. Oh, I thought like you got a long message from someone and that was your response.
No.
I'm like, that's so rude.
This is me saying, like, long story short, this TLDR, too long, didn't read. I'll give you the short version.
Oh, so it is kind of like a long story short. Okay. But
that's the other one I use instead of saying long story short.
That's good to know before I bitch everyone else out for not reading.
Just do it in context. Like if somebody is saying something and they're continuing to say something with the too long didn't read, then they're just giving you the short version. If they say that after you reply, you can punch them in the face.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Perfect. Not kidding.
Millennials love saying you're welcome when they post something no one asked for.
What?
Here's like a recipe posted on Facebook. You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. I guess people do that.
I guess. Yeah.
I don't do it.
I don't care.
I think it's stupid. We can get rid of that.
I'm saying I don't care. So 52%. Yeah, definitely stop doing that. 48 said, nope, I don't care.
Yeah, it's unnecessary unless someone asked for it to say you're welcome. Bitch, I don't want your casserole recipe. Gross. I didn't ask for this.
I mean, there's some bum ass casserole. there's only a couple left. We'll like kind of breeze right through them. Wishing people happy 420 to those who celebrate.
Stupid. Get rid of it.
I'm like, I don't care.
Get rid of it. It's dumb.
75% say, yeah, it's weird. I feel like
I'm surprised Gen Zers think that's weird, honestly.
You know what I think it is? I think they don't like it because it feels like when people say happy 420 to those who celebrate it, it kind of sounds like they don't celebrate it, but they're trying to be hip and cool. Like, I know what 420 is, and I'm cool about it. I just don't do it, but I'm still cool. I think that's the vibe it gives off.
So cool.
Like, I know what 420
is. Yeah, that makes sense why they wouldn't want people to do it, because it's like, you're a poser. Stop. You don't celebrate.
Kind of. And I'm like, yeah, why do you need to say it at all? Like, I feel like somebody who does celebrate 420 would either say happy 420 or like, hey, here's how I'm celebrating, or maybe not even post at all.
Right.
I'm very...
Well, maybe in Washington they would, because they can.
Get some 420 deals at the dispensary. Woo woo. Millennials love saying literally when 99% of the time it's figuratively. Side note, it is stated fact that literally can mean figuratively. Back, like, there has been proof, they've found proof that it can mean both.
Millennial Vicky's gonna go go on her definition rant.
I will, because I've watched so much Archer, I will usually say figuratively, I'm gonna figuratively die. I'll say it that
way. That's also weird if people started like saying that so much. We just say literally too much.
Yeah. And I don't care. I'm going to be old Vicky.
I think we should get rid of it. I don't.
53% say, yeah, we got to stop that.
Dude, I'm like, dang, man. I'm kind of a Gen Zer, I think. I think maybe I'm just young and hip and cool still as I go to physical therapy for an injury.
Right. No, I'm not. Okay. I was like, I had to think. I'm like, wait, nope. Technically, I do not do this. I don't have this, but I have something similar. Millennials love bar carts.
Oh, I have a bar cart.
Yeah. So I have a bar. Like, it's a piece of furniture that actually you can put your glasses in and a couple bottles in and stuff, but it's not a cart.
It doesn't roll.
Nope.
Mine rolls.
I do not.
I got a wet bar. I got a bar cart. I got a wine. I don't even know what they're called.
Shelf?
Yeah, I guess. A whole little wine shop. I got all the things. Why don't they like bar carts?
I don't know. I think they're cute.
I don't actually cart it anywhere. Yeah. It's unnecessary with the wheels, but...
I mean, I like having the piece of furniture because it's bigger. Or
yeah.
What my best friend did in her house, because, you know, her and her husband are engineers, so they have a really big house, and it's so nice. They have two living rooms because they're grown-ups.
I know, right? Damn.
So they have their... you know, casual living room that's like connected to the kitchen and stuff. They have like a big couch and cozy. And like now that they have a kid, the kid plays around. That's like the TV where we watch football, right? And then you have
the fancy living room.
Mm. And so what they did, and that's off. So you got your kitchen, you got your little dining area, and then you got fancy living room
for the dinner parties.
For the parties, and we've ended the night there. But what they did is they got cabinets like you would get for your kitchen, and they had a couple put in. In their fancy living room area, like they had them installed. Ooh. And they turned it into like a little bar area.
Oh, I love that.
Right? I mean, it doesn't have a wet bar or anything, but it has, you know, all their glasses on the top shelf. And then some of the glasses are the cabinet doors are glass, so see through. And, you know, they can put their bottles down, nice. Everything. And I'm just like, it looks so classy and nice, and it matches with the kitchen.
Dang.
And I was like, okay, goals.
Yeah, really.
That is literally, you know, I would love to have a house where I can have like, it connected
and
to the wall.
And she's like our age, right?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Engineer money.
I want to be like her when I grow up.
I know. We keep doing this. We keep sending each other the same meme over and over again when we find it. And it's something like just sitting here waiting for my bestie to become a millionaire.
Whatever. So I can quit my job.
Yeah. I've sent it to her before. And then a few months later, she sends it to me. And then
she got the engineer money. Dang.
I know. But I think
she wants to live in nanny or something.
Well, I think she's waiting for me to like blow up on OnlyFans or something. It's like, get that millionaire money, girl. We can live life whatever we want.
I'm like, girl, you already live in life with your wet or not wet bar, your dry bar.
Her fancy bar. I'll have to take a picture of it because it looks really cool.
That sounds so up my alley.
So I like the idea of something bigger and like more contained.
Yeah. Yeah. But still, bar carts are fine.
Yeah, they're tiny, especially if you have a small space. I feel like they're cute.
Yeah.
And then you can move it around if it's, you know, in the way.
It's easy to move.
But 55% said yes, and 45% said no. You can tear my bar cart out of my cold head hands.
Why? Charcuterie boards and bar carts, they're fine.
Hmm. And I still don't remember the other thing I was thinking of. It was another phrase or something that we use. If I remember, I'll bring it up later.
I'm here for that.
Right?
See what I did there?
I know. Is there something, whether you are a millennial yourself Gen Z, you know, Boomer or Gen X? Is there something that drives you crazy about millennials or drives you crazy about any other generation that they say or do?
Yes, let us know, because
this is kind of fun.
Yeah, we need to know what to do or not do. And even though some of these I'm still going to do.
I'm still going to.
Of them.
I used to be so like, I'm an adult, dang it. Like, treat me like an adult. Now it's like, I want to be young.
I don't know if you can even say that. We can't say adulting.
I didn't say adulting. I could be an adult, though.
Can they say that?
Yeah,
like, dude, I'm just living my age, which is being an adult. I don't have to announce it to the world.
I'm like, I do what I want. I'm at that point where I have zero F's to give.
I was today years old when I learned that.
Okay, any of these bug you guys, let us know, and we'll talk to you guys next time. Let us know.
See, we're trying to be a little classy, okay?
Yeah, okay. This one I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I feel like people just, like, love saying this. They hate, it's like, why do millennials love telling people how much they hate the word moist?
I'm fine with moist.
I don't care, yeah.
Moist, moist, moist.
There's, like, one other term, and I can't say it on the podcast, but it's, you know, like, when you play the triangle paper football?
Yeah.
You know how you're supposed to kick it?
Oh, yeah.
There's a term, you know, where, like, you flick the football, but there's a term that's dirty. And has like a food item involved in that.
Yeah,
that makes me cringe a little bit. I'm like, ugh.
I hate that. Yeah,
I don't like
that
it. Either. It's not sexy. Like, if it's ever used, like maybe as a joke, but even then, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I don't like that one either.
I mean, I'm not gonna get mad at it. I'm just like, ugh.
But I think moist is fine.
Because I just think of cake.
I don't at all. I think of.
Or like sweaty dudes, like ugh, I just come from the gym. Like,
oh, I straight
moist.
Up think of the vagina, to be honest. Oh.
Fair enough.
But that's why maybe I like it.
I know, like, why don't more people like it? I mean, but the thing is, it's not even the word that's the problem. It's people saying, oh my God, I hate that word.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's like the millennial cool thing to hate, or the one and only word that everyone shouldn't like. And I'm like, no, it's fine.
Like, whatever, dude. So, yep, enough's enough. 65% said, can you just knock it off? Stop with your war on the word moist.
Yeah, Gen Zers obviously love it, so.
Millennials love saying right every 10 words when explaining something. I think the amount of rights we've said.
Right? That's probably so true.
But we're not, I mean, I wasn't explaining. I mean, you weren't explaining when you said it. You were just agreeing with me. So I'm going to now pay attention to that. So
we probably do that a lot, though.
Oh, yeah. It's more to like, hey, are you tracking what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Yeah. I'm right. Right.
It's like, you know, like when you park your car, right? Like, OK, I've never noticed that as a thing that millennials did. So I'm going to be super hyper aware and self-conscious now.
You know what my fiance does? And I've had a lot of people in my life. They say, you know, a lot you when know. Talking. So I was, like, going to work yesterday, you know, and the parking garage was closed, you know. So then I had to call, like, the maintenance guy, you know, and he was like, why are you – dude, I've counted before because I'm like, do people realize how many – like, it's just one of those probably things, like, right. Like, you don't even – or like.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, like was always the – like, the joke, I feel like, in the 80s and the 90s.
So you said it just twice right there.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, see, yeah. Isn't that so trippy?
But I was thinking about it a while ago, listening to somebody have a conversation instead of saying, like, oh, like Sarah said this and she was like that and that. And I'm like, well, we don't really say anymore. It's like Sarah said this and then, you know, Steve replied that.
Like, you mean like have periods in our sentences?
No, instead of referring to like you saying something, Sarah was like.
Oh.
Instead of saying Sarah said. So I feel like it has become so ingrained in like every, it used to just be a preppy girl thing and now it's ingrained into all conversation.
Yeah. It's trippy how much people say.
Yeah.
So, like certain words. See, I just said it. Mine's like, well, obviously.
Like certain words. But I mean, that fits
but
in
I
that sentence.
Said,
it fits similar to certain words, I guess. But I mean, liked worked in that sentence.
Like works in every, I mean, obviously, because we all say it all the time. But I feel like you can say the same sentence without the word like in it.
You could, but I feel like in that sentence you'd need to use the word like similar. Mm. So now I'm like hyper aware.
I know. I'm like, see, I'm like scared. I could just say I'm scared to speak now instead of I'm like scared to speak
yeah.
now.
Okay.
See?
That one does count. But now I'm going to be hyper aware of right when explaining something.
Right. Like, and you know,
because I'm sure I do that too.
Yeah.
Although I did get really self-conscious once. We played a game. It was a drinking game. Like it was played over the course of the entire party while playing other games. And everyone wrote on a piece of paper their rule. Ooh. You created a drinking rule, but you don't tell anybody.
So everyone creates a drinking rule?
Mm-hmm. So you start paying attention to what everyone's doing. Oh. And when you're like, oh, this person just like looked and took a drink. So you're like, what are they looking at? What are they doing? So you kind of trying to find the clues. And if people guess yours, then I think you're out or something like that.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And it was fun. And my roommate, Tahiti Steve, made a rule for me. Like mine was whenever I say buttum.
Oh, everyone, he had to drink.
Yeah, like that was his rule. Like people needed to drink anytime I said buttum.
Oh.
I'm like, I didn't realize how often I use it.
So did he drink a lot?
Yeah, I guess. Or whenever he was paying attention, because let's be honest, he's got a one-track mind.
Well, and that's crazy because you didn't know you were being judged on speaking.
Yeah, and I didn't know that I used that enough to be noticeable. So nobody got that one.
Steve is probably wasted.
But yeah, people noticed that Steve was drinking whenever I did something. So they were trying to figure it out. But yeah.
They couldn't.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, that'd be fun to play with a lot of people you know.
Like at a party.
Yeah.
We should have a party. So should we use other words besides right? I'm just going to be
yes,
results.
We should.
Huh. 60% said no. We don't have to. The phrase, my heart is so full. I feel like I say that when
your heart's so full.
I usually say my heart grew 3 sizes too big.
Oh, I don't say
like
that
the Grinch.
Ever. Yeah. I say my heart is so full though.
I feel like I'm saying it
or my heart is bursting of love.
Yeah, like I say it when I want to be cheesy. Ooh. Like I'm not saying it like I feel like when someone's like my heart is so full, I picture like a Christian grandmother, you know, like with
my heart
is so full.
I never say it like that.
But that's what I picture when I see that phrase. But so when I say it like a cheesy cute way.
Yeah.
I don't say it like, oh my God, my heart's so full. I'm just like, oh, that's cute.
I say don't get rid of it.
Okay. I love saying that. 53% said, yeah, that's dumb. 47% said, no, I love saying that. It was pretty close. It was only 6%.
Close. Still, though.
My heart hurts.
Oh, no. Is this you to a T?
I think it's both of us.
Oh, no.
The phrase, the struggle is real.
Oh, I say that all day, every day. Probably
on the struggle bus.
10 times a day. On the struggle bus, struggle is real. Yep.
At least there are people with us. 59% said continue that.
Hell yes. Mm. How else are you supposed to know that the struggle is real without just saying it like that? Like, come on.
Yeah, come on.
I'm on the struggle. God, gosh, come on.
Right? The phrase, long story short, after they've already told a ridiculously long story. Oh, I try so hard not to do that. Like, I'm genuinely aware. I'm like sitting there like.
Honestly, a long story short is going to be long, though, if you're like texting it or, you know, or I feel like when I type that out, it's still a big ass paragraph. Even
it's just shorter than the
version. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like we try when we say that.
Yeah. If I say long story short and you look at me like and I'm looking a little panic, it means nobody talk to me because I'm trying to focus on just the main important thing so I can literally give you the cliff notes.
The main juicy. But even still, that's going to be a long story.
It's like this happened, this happened, this. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it's going to be shorter. No, I will say that till the day I die. 77% said, no, I will say that till the day I die.
Yeah, like, what are you supposed to say?
Too long, didn't read.
I hate that.
Oh, I love it. It's a Reddit. TLDR. Long.
One of my bridesmaids texted me that with one of, like, the first, like, bridesmaids group chat text I did. And she just, like, sent that. I didn't know what it meant. And then her next text was JK or something, like, just because she knew. So then I Googled what that meant. And I was like, I will kill you. Oh, too long, didn't read. Sorry.
Well,
bitch.
So I don't say that in that term, like where I'm like, I didn't read your post. It was, hey, I'm going to give you the too long, didn't read. So in Reddit, they have like a whole story, Like, let's say your story's three paragraphs long, and then they put the too long didn't read, like saying, too long didn't read, girlfriend cheated on me, so I burnt her school books.
Oh, like that's the Cliff Notes.
That's the Cliff
version
note.
Of it.
So when I say too long didn't read or TLDR, here's the short version. That's how I use
it. Oh, I thought like you got a long message from someone and that was your response.
No.
I'm like, that's so rude.
This is me saying, like, long story short, this TLDR, too long, didn't read. I'll give you the short version.
Oh, so it is kind of like a long story short. Mm-hmm. But
that's the other one I use instead of saying long story short.
That's good to know before I bitch everyone else right. out for not
just,
reading.
just do it in context. Like if somebody is saying something and they're continue to say something with the too long, didn't read, then they're just giving you the short version. If they say that after you reply, you can punch them in the face.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Perfect. Not kidding.
Millennials love saying you're welcome when they post something no one asked for.
What?
Here's like a recipe posted on Facebook. You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. I guess people do that.
I guess. Yeah.
I don't do it.
I don't care.
I think it's stupid. We can get rid of that.
I'm saying I don't care. So 52%. Yeah, definitely stop doing that. 48 said, nope, I don't care.
Yeah, it's unnecessary unless someone asked for it to say you're welcome. Bitch, I don't want your casserole recipe. Gross. I didn't ask for this.
I mean, there's some bum-ass casserole. there's only a couple left. We'll like kind of breeze right through them. Wishing people happy 420 to those who celebrate.
Stupid. Get rid of it.
I'm like, I don't care.
Get rid of it. It's dumb.
75% say, yeah, it's weird. I feel like
I'm surprised Gen Zers think that's weird, honestly.
You know what I think it is? I think they don't like it because it feels like when people say happy 420 to those who celebrate it, it kind of sounds like they don't celebrate it, but they're trying to be hip and cool. Like, I know what 420 is, and I'm cool about it. I just don't do it, but I'm still cool. I think that's the vibe it gives
I'm
off.
I'm still so cool.
Like, I know what 420
is. Yeah, that makes sense why they wouldn't want people to do it, because it's like, you're a poser. Stop. You don't
kind
celebrate.
Kind of. And I'm like, yeah, why do you need to say it at all? Like, I feel like somebody who does celebrate 420 would either say happy 420 or like, hey, here's how I'm celebrating, or maybe not even post at all.
Right.
I'm very...
Well, maybe in Washington they would, because they can.
Get some 420 deals at the dispensary. Woo-hoo. Millennials love saying literally when 99% of the time it's figuratively. Side note, it is stated fact that literally can mean figuratively. Back, like, there has been proof, they've found proof that it can mean both.
Millennial Vicky's gonna go. Mm-hmm. Go on her definition rant.
I will, because I've watched so much Archer, I will usually say figuratively, I'm gonna figuratively die. I'll say it
that way. That's also weird if people started like saying that so much. We just say literally too much.
Yeah, and I don't care. I'm gonna be old Vicky.
I think we should get rid of it. I don't.
53% say, yeah, we gotta stop that.
Dude, I'm like, dang, man, I'm kind of a Gen Zer, I think. I think maybe I'm just young and hip and cool still as I go to physical therapy for an injury.
Right. No, I'm not. Okay, I was like, I had to think. I'm like, wait, nope. Technically, I do not do this. I don't have this, but I have something similar. Millennials love bar carts.
Oh, I have a bar cart.
Yeah. So I have a bar. Like, it's a piece of furniture that actually you can put your glasses in and a couple bottles in and stuff, but it's not a cart.
It doesn't roll.
Nope.
Mine rolls.
I do not.
I got a wet bar. I got a bar cart. I got a wine. I don't even know what they're called.
Shelf?
Yeah, I guess. A whole little wine shelf. I got all the things. Why don't they like bar carts?
I don't know. I think they're cute.
I don't actually cart it anywhere. Yeah. It's unnecessary with the wheels, but...
I mean, I like having the piece of furniture because it's bigger. Or
yeah.
What my best friend did in her house, because, you know, her and her husband are engineers, so they have a really big house, and it's so nice. They have two living rooms because they're grown-ups.
I know, right? Damn.
So they have their... you know, casual living room that's like connected to the kitchen and stuff. They have like a big couch and cozy. And like now that they have a kid, the kid plays around. That's like the TV where we watch football, right? And then you have
the fancy living room.
Mm. And so what they did, and that's off. So you got your kitchen, you got your little dining area, and then you got fancy living room.
For the dinner parties.
For the parties. And we've ended the night there. But what they did is they got cabinets like you would get for your kitchen. And they had a couple put in their fancy living room area. Like, they had them installed. Ooh. And they turned it into like a little bar area.
Oh, I love that.
Right? I mean, it doesn't have a wet bar or anything, but it has, you know, all their glasses on the top shelf, and then some of the glasses are the cabinet doors are glass, so see through, and you know, they can put their bottles down, nice. Everything. And I'm just like, it looks so classy and nice, and it matches with the kitchen.
Dang.
And I was like, okay, goals.
Yeah, really.
That is literally, you know, I would love to have a house where I can have like it connected to
and
the
she's
wall.
She's like our age, right?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Engineer money.
I want to be like her when I grow up.
I know. We keep doing this. We keep sending each other the same meme over and over again when we find it. And it's something like just sitting here waiting for my bestie to win to become a millionaire.
Whatever. So I can quit my job.
Yeah. I've sent it to her before. And then a few months later, she sends it to me. And then I
send
it
back. Well, she got that engineer money. Dang.
I know. But I think
she wants to live in nanny or something.
Well, I think she's waiting for me to like blow up on OnlyFans or something. It's like, get that millionaire money, girl. We can live life whatever we want.
I'm like, girl, you're already living life with your wet or not wet bar, your dry bar.
Her fancy bar. I'll have to take a picture of it because it looks really cool.
That sounds so up my alley.
So I like the idea of something bigger and like more contained.
Yeah. Yeah. But still, bar carts are fine.
Yeah, they're tiny, especially if you have a small space. I feel like they're cute.
Yeah.
And then you can move it around if it's, you know, in the way.
It's easy to move.
But 55% said yes, and 45% said no. You can tear my bar cart out of my cold head hands.
Why? Charcuterie boards and bar carts, they're fine.
Mm. And I still don't remember the other thing I was thinking of. It was another phrase or something that we use. If I remember, I'll bring it up later.
I'm here for that. Ah,
right?
See what I did there?
I know. Is there something, whether you are a millennial yourself, Gen Z, you know, boomer or Gen X, is there something that drives you crazy about millennials or drives you crazy about any other generation that they say or do?
Yes, let us know, because
this is kind of fun.
Yeah, we need to know what to do or not do. And even though some of these I'm still going to do.
I used to be so like, I'm an adult, dang it. Like, treat me like an adult. Now it's like, I want to be young.
I don't even say that. We can't say adulting.
I didn't say adulting. I could be an adult, though.
Can I say that?
But yeah,
like, dude, I'm just living my age, which is being an adult. I don't have to announce it to the world.
I'm like, I do what I want. I'm at that point where I have zero F's to give.
I was today years old when I learned that.
Okay, any of these bug you guys? Let us know, and we'll talk to you guys next time. Let us know.